Greetings, the automatically deleted husband. I didn't start my recording till the end. Forgive me, I erred, so I don't have my wife's voice on the call. Anyway, I love that voice. A short while ago, I had a call, a Skype message. A store, they had a power failure and had a modem replaced and whatnot, so I got involved. And hopefully in doing that, I did my part within 15 minutes, and they're back up and running. I hope that is encouragement to show the value I bring to the table, especially as we try to close some business here in the not distant future. So skipping everything else, but, you know, I watch things when I eat, and I have mentioned the futility of the political world, and I've also previously did the Vuffen and Lexus. They call themselves pranksters, and they get on the phone and they've called people. They had their YouTube channel deleted because they called the equivalent of the Secretary of Defense in the UK, and he admitted things on the phone. To somebody thought, I think that was Ukraine also, if I recall. But then I put the, they got deleted from YouTube. It's now online on my server. They have a bunch of stuff. But I just put the two, one with Nikki Haley. They did it with Trudeau and so forth, where they said, I'm somebody else and I'm going to talk to you. And it was a pleasant call. And they did it again. And the irony is amazing. George Bush. They called from allegedly Ukraine. I don't remember if they were claiming to be Zelensky or one of the officials, whatever. And they went on with him for quite a while. And then they did that video was completely in Russian, so I have no idea what was said. But big studio audience and a fancy stage and whatnot. And they talked about what they did, and I don't know what they said. However. The interaction with George Bush obviously was in English. So I have that video. And I'm thinking that I'm going to put it on my copy just for the fun of it. But he admitted things that were will cause some difficulties. You know, because this is on top of, a week or so ago, when he did this, was doing this, giving a speech somewhere. And he's talked about the unjust war, the cruelty and whatnot of a dictator, talking about Vladimir Putin. And then he said, and his invasion of Iraq and or unjust, and whatever, but the invasion of Iraq. And then he caught himself, Ukraine. Because what he described, and many people said, this is, the proverbial Freudian slip. What he described was himself. He described this cruel dictator doing an unjust, cruel war, an invasion of another country. He described himself. And instead of saying Ukraine, he said Iraq, because that's exactly what he did. And then he went on to say, well, I'm 75. I try to give an excuse. But then to have this other thing, and talk, and again he talked about the importance of pushing down Russia and bringing up Ukraine. It was really, really fascinating. And do you think, again, Biden with both him and his son Hunter, $50,000 a month. From Burisma Oil for a no-show job, that's a good income, and that's what he got. And of course, what we call it, and then there's a kickback or some for the big guy, I think was the term that was used to describe Joe Biden, now the president. At that time, it was the vice president. Because, so you say, okay, well, the Democrats are bad or the Republicans are bad. No, they're the same thing. And it really is amazing because it's fascinating because a number of people are coming out and pointing out that it doesn't matter what party you're in. If you go against something that the news media says, this is what you need to say, they're all over you. And, you know, it's you know, and because, well, and again, I see where Al Jazeera is running with this because it does make the U.S. look bad, you know, the school shooting in Texas. And, you know, they're not telling you a whole story. They're blaming it on guns. They're blaming it on, you know, our country is so cruel and whatnot. And, of course, you know, Biden and others are doing all the malarkey about that. But, you know, what's fascinating is, yes, it was sensational in the sense that, you know, a bunch of young kids and so forth. And the guy was a loon. A known loon. And apparently, like, just before he went on this rampage, he killed his grandmother and whatnot because his grandmother was kicking out his mom out of the house and things of that nature, or stuff like that. There was issues there. But got to blame it on the guns. And what concerns me is that's what you hear about. Outlaw the guns and so forth. Well, obviously the issue, and it is a good argument, you know, what you do to outlaw the guns, because you put the power in the state. That is the purpose of that. I mean, that's abundantly clear. You know, history is right there. But the other thing I find so fascinating is this, and I said Baltimore. It was in Buffalo, New York, where this other shooting occurred. You know, so you had all the stereotypical things. You had a guy that went after blacks, and then you have a guy that goes after young kids. So you have both cases of sensational stuff. Now the issue is shootings happen all the time, and you know we say that, oh, there's so much more in the U.S. Well, if you look population-wise and you compare other countries, you know, mass stabbings do occur in lots of countries. I mean, that have huge numbers of, so taking away the guns doesn't stop the murder. You know, it doesn't change the heart. But, you know, because I've seen, I think it was in China not too long ago. I mean, one guy got a whole bunch of people, a mass stabbing in public. You know, because again, you think, okay, somebody gets out a gun, yeah, and he can get somebody at a distance and whatnot. But if you do the stabbing, especially in a crowd, it doesn't bring the sensation. So you can get to a whole lot of people, and it's done. It's done a lot, apparently, which is kind of, anyway. But the other point that I think is so vital is a whole bunch, well, the Buffalo thing, a whole bunch of black people were killed. And, you know, they were effectively innocent in this situation, just like the kids were innocent in this situation. You know, obviously we're not innocent before the Lord, but there was no just cause. They were innocent in that sense. But there were more people killed that same day in Chicago who also happened to be black people. Why don't they make the news? Where's the value of those people? And the problem is, it's continuous. And, you know, you have the obvious example. People say, regulate the guns. Where is one of the most highly regulated cities in the U.S. in reference to guns? Chicago. Where are the most murders occurring per capita, probably? Chicago. Regulating guns doesn't stop gun violence. So, you know, it's sensationalism. And why do you want to regulate the guns? You know, and fundamentally, again, the Second Amendment, the purpose of that was to fight, it's not there to go hunting or to protect you from a violent crime. It's to protect you from the government. But you have that argument. But the objective is, as a follower of Christ, is not to go fight the government, but to trust in the Lord. And when you see these kind of things happening, it's not the violence and sensationalism, oh, people in schools, young kids and whatnot, or a white man going after black kids and whatnot. How about a whole bunch of black men going after a whole bunch of black men? They are just as worthy to stand before the Lord, potentially redeemed, as anyone else. And why don't they count? This really has concerned me. And I don't know why I'm getting on this, but anyway. It really concerns me because, you know, we need a sensation. Sensations bring people into terrible directions. Anyway, I was going to be quick because, again, I'm late and I'm tired because I had a long day. I have several things. I'm grateful. I did start early, and I got a 12-hour day in. So which included eating, but that wasn't much of it. And I did walk to the store and back. So just local. So that was 15 minutes, 30 minutes, whatever. But I'm grateful that at 66 I can work 12-hour days. And, actually 13 today. I'm okay. Tired. But I'm okay. And I'm still doing over 1,000 jumping jacks a day. So my health is good. So many issues are not there. I do have the broken heart syndrome. And things are coming together in a lot of ways. It's just taking so much time. And I am working with one hand tied behind my back. it's a problem, but there's been great progress, and I do see the Lord's blessing on this. And I hope soon to be able to say, especially we have a store that went down, and I have not only the tools in place, but the know-how to do it. I just put another, by scraping things together, I got another thing to help the people in India. And by the way, for the geek, what Shofar Nexus shows you in communication is just beautiful. It really is. But really, it's for the geek. I mean, the engineer. I shouldn't say geek. I should probably say for the engineer. Because geek has the idea, oh yeah, I can fix a computer, or you take this part out and put a new part in, but I have no idea what it does. I just know you take that part and, that probably is the geek, the engineer, the guy who wants to know how it works and will look at something and say, because anyway, I've seen, there was, again, I'm fascinated with people who can look at rocks, for example, the geologists, and say, well, I can tell you all sorts of characteristics about that. It's kind of like, wow, and I find those kind of things fascinating. And it seems that's a shrinking minority, people who say, I have a particular field and I want to know it. It's not that I just want to have a good paycheck. I want to know it. Anyway, my lady, my wife, the woman I love and adore. I have nothing much, I just want to tell you about the thing with George Bush and kind of like, trust in politics. We got the right people in, right? Yeah. Anyway, my lady, my wife, the woman I love and adore, I really do. When I say I love and adore you, your pictures are right there. I love you, and I want you back.